It's time for Project Connect on Husker Radio. Each year, Project Connect hosts an in-person event as a one-stop shop for families and individuals to connect with services around the area. The event is sponsored by Families First Partnership. This year, due to COVID-19, the event could not take place. In its absence, Husker Radio was proud to partner with Families First Partnership and provide an audio resource to get the word out on these critical organizations. To learn more about Project Connect, go to familiesfirstpartnership.org. You can also hear all our Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. Now, on with today's Project Connect, here's Tristan Winder.
And welcome back on Husker Radio's Project Connect Spotlight. Pleased to go to the phone lines now as we have Jamie Hiller joining us here of the ESU 13 Title I-C Management. So, Jamie, we sure do appreciate you taking some time for us today.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, Jamie, for those that haven't heard about the ESU 13 office, tell us exactly what services you guys have to offer and a little bit about the office, if you don't mind.
Right, yeah. So the main office is in Scotts Bluff. I mainly help in the areas between Big Springs and Cozad and then Arthur to Stapleton. And we offer services for families that are new in the area that are working in agriculture. So at the potato farm, at the feedlots, at the pig farm, at Tyson and Lexington, so we can help those agricultural workers with their children in the schools.
Okay, so primarily the focus then is on agriculture industries and the agriculture family, so to speak.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
And their children. The main point of our program is with the children, to help the children succeed in school.
Okay, so help them in their educational endeavors.
Yes. Exactly.
And does that go all the way from preschool to college, or does that stop at a certain point?
Yes, so we help from birth through 22.
Okay.
So if anybody knows anybody that may have dropped out of school between the ages of 18 and 22, we can help with GED services.
Awesome. Okay, so that makes a big difference, obviously, for a lot of folks. Do you encounter a lot of individuals that dropped out of school for a certain amount of time for various reasons?
We do, actually. A lot of our students in that range usually have to help work to support the family, so we are here for them and to have them know that they still have options for their education.
Now, Jamie, tell us about some of the assistance that you provide for those kids that you mentioned in their education assistance.
Absolutely. So we have in-home preschool, so if the preschools are full in the local community, then we have a service provider that goes in and provides in-home preschool. We have, they get free lunches at the schools, help with ESL if needed, English, math, science, and we have a service provider that can go in to the schools if they allow us.
Okay, so do you work for schools all the way then from the Panhandle into Lexington, as you mentioned?
We don't go into Lexington. Cozad's the line for us for the migrant services. But yes, we go all over the panhandle, up to Valentine, over to Kimball, Potter Dix, Sydney, Ogallala, and up to Cherry County, Valentine, and even Keapaha, if that's how you say that.
Okay. Well, yeah, get all over the map then, obviously.
We pretty much, yeah.
Now, you mentioned that you cover assistance up to age 22. Does that mean you're available to help some individuals begin that college process?
Absolutely. So, and we have high school seniors and even juniors that we talk about scholarships. We help them apply for scholarships. We take them on college campus tours all over the state. So that's been some great help. Two of our students the past 2 years have received the Susan Buffett Scholarship, so that was a huge accomplishment for these students.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite the honor, too. That is a major scholarship.
It is, and it allows these students to, you know, have their dreams become reality, so it's really awesome.
Okay. So anything else we need to know about the ESU 13 management, Jamie?
No, you know, if anybody knows anybody, it could be a neighbor, friend, family member, cousins, just send them our way. We have a Facebook page and our web page so they can get our online referral form on there.
Okay. And tell us, how do you and your office work with some of the other agencies that you typically encounter at the Project Connect in North Platte?
Right. So, you know, we have some partner organizations that also offer services for agricultural workers. So we tend to network with them a lot, and we have a presence at Interagency in North Platte, so try to do as much networking as we can.
Absolutely, yeah, that's the big thing. And if folks want to get more information about the ESU 13 or maybe enroll in some of the services available, Jamie, what's the best way for them to learn more and possibly get some assistance?
Absolutely. So they can reach out to our program. We have a Facebook page. If you just look up Title I-C Education. And then we have a website, www.esu13.org. And then they can search for the Title I-C Education page. All our contact information is on there. Feel free to reach out to any one of the staff. They're all very knowledgeable.
All right. Well, Jamie, we sure do appreciate the time today and appreciate all the work that you and your colleagues do there at the ESU 13 to give some assistance here for those agriculture families.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Project Connect on Husker Radio. You can listen back to this and all other Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com and learn more about Project Connect at familiesfirstpartnership.org, the sponsor of this great program.